Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jim Mars is a respected author and newspaper journalist. He'll be joining us coming up in the next segment to talk about Bilderberg 2007 that just closed down yesterday in Istanbul, Turkey, the latest 9/11 developments, all the new JFK bombshell information that's been coming out. That's coming up. Then the last 30 minutes of the next hour, I've got a pastor coming on who was criticizing abortion, so the government's coming and saying they're going to shut them down. See, first is don't talk about politics, then don't talk about issues that are in politics. Total violation of the First Amendment, but hey, this is the new America. Where you're going to have your children taken if you're a citizen, but illegal aliens are above the law. Let's go to Kent, Louisiana. He said he was at his Sunday school, and there's no more young people there. And that's what most see, first the globalists come in. England's about 30, 40 years ahead of us. And literally the churches are empty and dead over there. I mean, it's like over 95% of the practitioners are, or the parishioners is the right word, are gone. And that's because first they come in with World Council of Churches doctrine and don't make it exciting or dynamic or about serving in the community or doing really good things, and they destroy the churches first. Or they make it about name it and claim it, you know, voodoo stuff where you chant and, you know, get what you want, basically. It's magic. White magic is what a lot of the churches teach. That's what it is. Pretty darn evil. Folks don't know it, though. But, you know, that's their cup of tea. Floats their boat. C'est la vie. And then the churches all fall apart that way, too. And then the globalists wanted that to begin with. So, see, at first first they neutralize the teaching, then the churches die, then they all fall apart. And then the police are busy just out shutting down home churches and secret churches that we already have. A lot of churches in America are now secret. The cities are passing laws, even if you're not in an area zone, where they come after you and try to shut down your churches. They even shut down Orthodox Jewish organizations. It's just shut anything down that isn't licensed. It's the new freedom. Let's go back to Kenneth in Louisiana. Finish up your story.
Yeah, well, anyway, I told the guy, you know, in front of everybody, I said, look, the U.S. government killed 650,000 Iraqis. We're bombing them.
That's just in the first 3 years. We're now 4 years, 4 months in.
Right. And we're bombing their houses and killing their families. And I told him if that was happening to me, I would feel suicidal, too.
By the way, I was watching raw footage out of Fallujah last night. And, I mean, folks, we're talking dead babies all over the place. We're talking sewage everywhere. We're talking about people being retina scanned. I remember before he left, Tom Brokaw 3 years ago said that, or 2.5 years, anybody without an ID card is killed on the spot. That's how it is there. And those guys are all coming back here to be cops, folks. And I mean, and I want all these neocons to watch the video of these children and then say they're animals. So what did he say?
What's that, Alex?
Kenneth, you're on the air, my friend. What? Oh, okay. So tell me more about the discussion.
Well, there was a lady that agreed with me, and he fell silent. I guess, you know, he felt like maybe I had a good point. So, you know.
He was just parroting the thing of there's something over there. I bet he didn't know which direction Iraq was. I bet he knew nothing.
You're probably right. You can tell he's probably one of these guys that watch Fox News. And these people, you know, they need their pride knocked off because they have a lot of pride in them. And, you know, they just have a lot of pride.
Well, good job confronting him, and I appreciate the call. By the way, I'm not saying that the Muslims didn't invade Europe and that the Crusades weren't a response to that. I'm not saying that there aren't a percentage of Muslims who do want to convert by the sword. So then why is our government bringing them in at record levels? Why is Europe flooding Europe with them? Because, again, they're using them. They control them. They created Al-Qaeda. We'll be right back. That's the point I'm trying to make.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Jim Mars is a frequent guest, comes on every few months. He's always been right on the money there. I know he takes care of his extremely elderly mother. He's not answering the phone. And so, you know, that's fine. I've been wanting to just take calls. In fact, I've just told my producer one day this week we're leaving wide open. I think it's Wednesday to just take calls or to have more time to take calls. Of course, I'll be running on at the mouth and covering news. So we'll just take calls in this hour and cover news. And then we do have a guest the last 30 minutes of the show, Pastor Mark Holick, Spirit of Christian Center. They were told, do not badmouth abortion. Just, you understand, keep your mouth shut. So whatever happened to the First Amendment? Well, the New America happened to it, that's right. Where government policies and new laws every couple of minutes, that's how many they pass, superseded the Bill of Rights and Constitution because men with machine guns and low IQs said so. And we will be able to, this hour, get into GOP head. We need more attacks on American soil so people appreciate Bush. I want to cover the whole story. Shin Bet involved in 76 hijackings. Giuliani JFK plot proves I should be president. That's what he's out running around saying. Also, they're reporting the UN saying they're afraid the dollar may completely collapse. That means almost no value in it. The yuppies still won't know what that means, though, because they're so smart. They've got it all figured out. Let's go to Charles in Louisiana. Charles, thanks for holding her on the air.
Mr. Jones, I wanted to ask you, what's happening in Virginia? Do you hear anything up there? What's going on?
Well, the government ran its black op. It has all the earmarks, all the telltale signs of a black op, of a mind control op. And no, they're now using it to go after guns nationwide as usual.
Well, I got a phone call from Rocky. He listens to your program Sunday, saying that on a CDBs or whatever, a lot of state troopers are going to go up there, going to stop every truck going through Virginia. I just thought maybe you heard something about it.
I have heard that they're going to start searching vehicles, but we have to do this to stop the mysterious shooter that the feds ordered the local police to stand down for hours so he could do his work.
Yeah, and the feds are going to, it's in the paper that the feds are going to go to Los Angeles, and I'll tell you the truth, it's just a police state, but I wanted to say this. I was watching Sunday the people in the restaurants with their cell phones and eating in these buffets. They act like there's nothing wrong. Everything's all right.
Oh, they're going to find out. Look, there's a reason they're setting up this police state, and it's because they got something in store for those fat hogs.
Yeah, and the kids running wild. But I'm going to tell you, I know I get discouraged about once a year. But, Mr. Jones, I'm so discouraged with the ignorance of the American people.
Well, don't worry. Hey, listen, Charles, I know you well. I know you've lived a life and experienced quite a bit that a lot of people haven't experienced. That's why they don't know, Charles. They've never been on the other side of the rainbow, as they say. They've never seen what's on the other side, and they've never, you know, once you see it, there's no going back.
Well,
they've never put the glasses on, Charles, and so they're going to have to be hit upside the head with a 2x4 before they finally grow up. Go ahead.
Well, when they put them cattle fries, strip them naked and put them cattle fries on them, that's going to wake them up. It's going to destroy their mind. They're going to see that happen to
I tell
children.
You what's going to destroy their minds, watching their children torn away from them.
Yes.
Watching their bank account. But listen, they don't even care about the kids. They're going to scream when those bank accounts evaporate. They're going to scream when they're turned out of their houses. They're going to scream. And most of them, though, are going to run right up to those black boots and literally start licking. And a lot of them will just do whatever they're told. Just bring back the Cadillacs. Bring back the fast food. Just bring it back, and I'll do whatever you say. And then, of course, it'll just make it worse. But then they'll say, okay, I'll do whatever you say even more now. And it'll just get worse. All right, I'll lick boots even. I'll do whatever you say.
Americans have turned into rats, just snitches. The children are snitches.
Well, it is true. I mean, there's a large portion of the country that are demon creatures.
Love to call the police and on each other. Don't even talk to each other. And all they want to do is fill a mouthful of pizza pie and beer. But there's going to be a few. There's going to be a very few that will stand up to it. I don't think we'll win, but we're going to try to protect those hogs that love to eat and drink beer. But a few of us will try. And I want to thank them for not doing nothing for their country. How cowardly can they be? And they claim to know God.
Well, it's the churches that are the main reason they've been neutralized.
I've been thrown off 3 churches because of your tapes. 3 churches I'm forbidden to go on a property. The police didn't put me in a jail because I gave them other copies of your tapes. I gave them Dark Secrets of Bohemian Grove. And when they seen it, they couldn't deny it, but they escorted me off the property.
Well, I mean, Richard Nixon said that they have homosexual orgies there. I'm not going to play it because he cusses on the tape. For a decade plus, people claimed that Harper's had misquoted him. Harper's is one of the oldest and most respected newspapers, publications in the country, by the way. And so Harper's, 4 years ago just released the tape?
Yeah.
And then, of course, later, the Nixon White House released the tape. They've been taping it, too. And that's not me. That's Richard Nixon saying that they have homosexual orgies at the Bohemian Grove. Now,
yes.
And I've had national Christian talk shows say that I'm a liar of the devil. Bohemian Grove doesn't exist.
Well, how can they deny the tape? All they have to do is look at the tape and see a 40-foot owl called...
Listen, Carl Wigglesworth, with the number one show in San Antonio at the time, got on air and said that I had made a fake tape and that I shot it in my backyard.
Yeah.
And he had a Bohemian Grove member on to say that, oh, that the video I shot was fake.
That's impossible. If anybody listens to the news media, they have people break into that already. They had other people talk about Bohemian Grove.
It doesn't matter, sir. It doesn't matter, Charles. Rush Limbaugh has said the CFR doesn't exist.
Yeah.
When it's on television. Listen, just 6 years ago, 7 years ago now, they were, I have a habit of always saying the year before, it's been more time now, almost 8 years. About 8 years ago, they would still say that it didn't exist. Okay, yeah. Bilderberg doesn't exist. Now it's on the cover of the Dallas Morning News.
Well, these people are in denial, and the rest of these people, I don't know where they're at. There's only going to be a small percentage, like you and a few thousand of us. But I'm telling you, somebody will stand up against this evil. And as far as these soccer team moms and all the beer dads, I don't care what happens to them. I'm just caring about the Patriots, you know?
Well, that's all you can do if the, you know what, hits the oscillating equipment. Is all you can do is take care of your family and your neighbors and get those relationships with neighbors now, so if they want your help, help them. But listen, jumping in to save a drowning person that's clawing at you and trying to push you under, don't do it.
Well, I'm proud of the parish I'm in, Walker. I woke enough people up, and I take credit for that. I did wake a lot of policemen up, people in restaurants and sandwich shops, coffee shops, little shops, but enough that I won't be by myself.
God bless you, my friend, and God bless your wife, and how are your chihuahuas doing?
I got another one. Somebody threw up the call. I call him Beep Beep. But God bless you, Mr. Jones, and thank you for being there for us. Thank you.
You bet. It's good to talk to you. I appreciate you calling. I see the newspaper articles about Charles Case. It's admitted he was innocent. He tried to help somebody in a parking lot. He saw he'd been shot, and they tortured him, put bags over his head, did the normal routine deal. I mean, here in Austin, they show cops putting guns to people's heads on the news, and they still convict him. They put the gun to their head. They say, I'm going to blow your head off if you don't sign the paper saying you murdered these girls. And then DNA comes out later proving it wasn't that person. They don't care. By the way, last night I was driving into town listening to KLBJ. I didn't do my show live, my Sunday show yesterday. I spent some time with the family. But I heard Kenny Romeyer doing his Sunday night show here locally, and they were talking about, you know, the cops, the feds are coming in to basically start the federalization process of Austin. First they train you how to act like a bunch of goons, then you act like goons, cowardly goons with instinctive firing. Then you get into trouble, and then the feds come in and they federalize you. Just like Detroit and so many other cities. And the feds are torching Waco and Ruby Ridge and running murder for hire from New York to Chicago to Boston to Houston. I mean, caught red-handed and framing thousands at the FBI crime lab and engaged in, I mean, statistically, the feds are many times worse. But see, they get to be the saviors. They get to come into the cities and come into the counties and take over and violate the 10th Amendment. So I called in, and then the head of the NAACP calls in right after me and says, I just want to respond to Mr. Alex Jones. In fact, I meant to tell my producer to get him on. I wanted to have a debate with him, and he sounded like a nice guy, the local head of the NAACP. And he said, listen, I want to respond to Mr. Jones saying, regardless of what the police have done, we don't need the feds in here. My people would still be slaves if it wasn't for the feds. Your people are still slaves because of them. Lincoln, who you're told is your hero, by the way, I'm not for the South either. That was British controlled. See, both sides were manipulated, because I've actually read the history books. You haven't. Lincoln said I wouldn't free one black slave to reunite the Union. It was about who would control Western expansion, the Northern elite or the British-backed Southern elite. And they almost had civil war with Andrew Jackson, but he wouldn't let it happen. But he did get the taxes cut. The South wanted to rebel. That's where Andrew Jackson was from in the 1830s because of the taxes. It was about taxes, okay? It was the sons of the Revolutionary War individuals, and they weren't going to be under unjust taxes. They had taxes on the South that were not on the North. That's what the war was about. I've literally read 20, 30 books on it. Okay, I know what I'm talking about. When we get back, I'm going to respond to the NAACP and this thing about the feds. Okay, and then we'll go to David, Jerry, Richard, Tommy, and others. And then I'll get into the Shin Bet behind the Al-Qaeda behavior, just all of it. It's all coming up. Big show. Stay with me.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B."
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
I said I was going to come back and talk about something. Then I go out there during the break and talk about literally like 10 different things with my crew. When I walk back in here, like I've had my mind wiped. We're going to have Luke Radowski popping in. He's on the road. They got into the Democratic national debate. And they were able to confront Bill Richardson, the Bohemian Grove, New World Order, Bilderberg Group member. Absolute gold. Great job. We still haven't even seen the footage they shot confronting John Edwards and Al Gore. That's how much they have. They're so busy running around. And this weekend, again, I was online, noticed that MSNBC and Fox News used InfoWars.com footage. Okay, I own that footage. Okay, that's Luke works for InfoWars.com. I've licensed that. It says InfoWars on it, but c'est la vie. The point is that they show it and didn't even give us credit. That's how they operate. But it was national news. Oh, look, the crazy is confronting Giuliani. But then didn't even mention wearechange.org or InfoWars.com. That's why people have emailed me and said, why do you put up that big, ugly InfoWars at the top on the YouTube videos you put up? Well, A, we're putting them up for free, and I got to pay for that. And then, you know, encoding, editing, all that. And then B, do you, that's why I do that. And I kind of left it alone. I saw the videos that were uploading. I thought, man, this is going to get grabbed. They're not going to get credit. It was like the John Kerry footage. I've slapped a big InfoWars on there. So that if they did take it nationally, they would have to, you know, give attention to the 9/11 truth movement. But they found other versions online that didn't have it. And because everybody else has got the key strategy. I mean, it's just basic 101 stuff. But we're all learning as we go here. It's just that, the point is Luke and the crew are just on fire right now, and I can only commend them. Let's go ahead and jam a call, and then we're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and take more calls and cover the news. Let's go ahead and talk to David. David, where are you calling us from?
New Hampshire.
Welcome.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex.
You bet. Go ahead.
I just wanted to plug a video that I stumbled across online that shows that scumbag Giuliani for what he is before he comes up here to New Hampshire to preach his crap.
What was on the video?
It was made by Kevin Keegan. I can read you the synopsis, but it covers his rise to power, his policies, and his so-called turnaround in New York. It interviews journalists, activists, and legal experts, and many of the city's poor.
How long is it?
It's about an hour and 59 minutes.
Send it to Aaron at InfoWars.com. We'll get it posted up on JonesReport.com. I think we've linked to that before on Prison Planet, but I never had time to watch it all. Look, I didn't know Giuliani was a mob boss. I didn't know his father was a mob boss, a mob capo, let's be clear, a mid-level boss. I didn't know that he gave a press conference when he left his second wife to announce it and that his children won't talk to him, I mean for years. I mean, just personally, I didn't know how evil he was and how he enjoys being mean to his staff. I mean, he is supposed, I mean, not just for 9/11 and the 3000, and there's no doubt he was involved. He was involved. I mean, he's a hardcore killer.
This movie touches a little bit on his mob connections. It also shows some violations of the First Amendment, and one of them is his stormtroopers storming into a jewelry store unannounced and making the staff get down on the ground, putting them in handcuffs because they're having a crackdown on illegal jewelry.
I appreciate your call. Send us the video, and we'll check it out. Amazing. But, I mean, that's what America deserves, is a guy that looks like, I mean, he literally, if he went to Hollywood, if Giuliani went to Hollywood without his name, and he looked and acted the way he acts, he would be cast as mob bosses, as evil characters, as a Nosferatu, as a vampiric creature. I mean, he literally radiates wickedness. And then his policies, anti-gun, pro-abortion, pro-open border, of course he's going to be the Republican nominee. What do you think this party is? Of course, Sean Hannity and Limbaugh promoting. Because if they don't, all their skeletons are coming out of the closets. Don't you understand these people live in fear? They're afraid of losing their power, their money, their lives. They live in cowardice. They live in weakness. They live to serve evil. What has our country become? That a mob boss crook is probably going to be the Republican nominee, barring Ron Paul. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention women over 40. If you want to look as much as 20 years younger in less than 1 minute, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. There's a brand new cosmetic product that makes wrinkles almost invisible to the naked eye. In fact, the new product allows some women to look so young so fast that it makes them feel like they're cheating. They are in a way, but it works. By the way, it's also a jealously guarded secret used by professional models. You see, these women often have to look much younger than they really are, or else they lose their jobs. The product uses something like a magician's trick to actually de-age the appearance of human skin, and it's now available to listeners of this station. Want to take years off your appearance and don't want cosmetic surgery or painful injections? There is now a very real chance you can do it with this new cream called Simply Magician's Formula 987. Just go to 987magic.com. That's 987magic.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USC-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. And you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John. Big John. Big Bad John. Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy, but if he spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John,
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when the timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast. Everybody thought that they'd breathed the last, said John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well. Grabbed a sack and timber, gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone. Big John. Big John. Big John. Big Bad John.
Big John.
With all his strength, he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above!" And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save Big John. With jacks and timbers, they started back down. Then came that rumble way down on the ground. And the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John. Big John. Big John. Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words written on that stand: at the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Hey, why not play the whole thing? All right, let me go over news, and then I'm going to continue with these loaded phone lines. Then about 15 into the next hour, we got Luke Radowski joining us from the road, leaving New Hampshire from the Democratic primaries debate they had. Really powerful stuff they reportedly got. He'll be giving us a report coming up in the next hour. Then we've got a pastor joining us of a major church told, "You don't be bad-mouthing people for abortion. You keep your mouth shut, boy. This ain't America no more." And he's not saying yes or boss, so we'll be talking to them coming up in the next hour as well. I mentioned this earlier, but let me just get into the actual reports. This is from the United Nations. U.S. debt could trigger dollar collapse, U.N. warns. The United States is facing imminent collapse in the face of an unsustainable debt, the United Nations warned today. United States debt, which had now deepened to well over $3 trillion. By the way, $3 trillion is what is owed right now. That's in the rears. Yearly, it's over $9 trillion. These are official government numbers, and these are cooked. It's far worse. Dallas Morning News in 2002 reported $44-plus trillion in actual obligations. And then once you get to those type numbers, it starts ballooning exponentially. And the latest numbers that came out last year, and these are mainline, top economists, are between $85 trillion and over $100 trillion. So used to, you talked about millions like that was a lot of money. Now a millionaire is kind of like upper middle class. Then you start talking about billions like that was a big deal. Now they talk about $100 billion and $300 billion and $500 billion deals. And you talk about in the derivatives every day, trillions back and forth. And now we used to a couple billion was big for government debt. Now city budgets are $4 or $5 billion for even middle-sized towns like Austin. Big cities have got, $50 billion, $30 billion, $40 billion budgets, like L.A., that's because the money is worth less than 1 cent. Ron Paul in debates is using a 4 or 5 year old number, very conservative number, where he says it's worth 3 or 4 cents on the dollar. No. It's, and again, a few months ago or so, I was saying 1.3. That was the latest numbers. It's now below 1.3 in actual value. It's less, a dollar is worth less than 1 cent what it was worth in 1913. But see, most of that devaluation happened in just the last decade. You see, we've now had more losses in true value than what we had in the previous 70, 80 years. You can go pull up all these numbers. I'm giving you, generalizations. Bottom line, it's kind of like, did somebody hit you in the head with an axe 10 times or 20 times? I mean, at a certain point, it's a bucket of mush. It doesn't really matter. Do you got 20 gunshot wounds in you or 25? I'm just being general here. We're full of holes. We got so many holes in us, there's not even blood coming out anymore. And I'm afraid I have to give you the news that all the king's horses and all the king's men aren't going to put this financial system back together again. But in a country where the general public still, if they've heard the word Bilderberg, they don't believe it exists, when it's on News 8 Austin, it's on KLBJ, it's on the cover of the Dallas Morning News, it's in other major newspapers from Europe to Asia. And still, I heard neocons this weekend on the radio, and I didn't even try to tune into it. I tuned in and just happened to hear them saying out of a San Antonio station that, well, the crazies are talking about some group they claim wants to rule the world. Now, those very same talk show hosts were saying this didn't exist just a few years ago. And when you're dealing with that type of denial, what do? It's that same type denial, whereas they look at the stock market above 12,000, and they think, my gosh, the stock market's up 1,000 points in the last year and a half. My goodness gracious, have you heard the news? We're my goodness, my stock's up 10-20%. You buffoon. That's a dollar devalued just in the last 7 years by at least half. And so, of course, you're going to have a stock market that went down to 9,000 from 11,000 in 2000, the year 2000, and then has now gone up 12,000 and something. If the stock market hadn't grown from 2000 to 2007 and just stayed the same, zero increase, just stayed the same, you would be looking at a stock market at upwards of 22,000 on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Now, that is simple. I'm no economist. I've interviewed Nobel Prize winners and many other, you know, countless top experts and people from our own field, and I've read papers written by Alan Greenspan when he was one of us in the mid-60s. It's in Ayn Rand's Capitalism, The Unrealized Dream, which is true. We've never really had true free market. So, I'm here watching the total and complete implosion. And people say, well, I don't see it imploding. Well, I mean, in the scale of time, in just a few years, to have the dollar down by 50%, and it was down 48% before that. And to see every indicator, every indices of out-of-control, rapid inflation. And back in the 70s, they had to admit when we had inflation. Now they just tell you we don't have it, and the general public says, okay, we don't. You talk about a false reality. We are living in a false reality. And that just means that when the news of the crash comes home, it's going to be that much more tumultuous and violent and tectonic, volcanic, whatever term you want to use, topsy-turvy, helter-skelter, bedlam. I mean, we had some riots and some strikes and some Pinkerton man shootings during the Depression, and crime did go up quite a bit, but nothing compared to what crime is today. And all the top sociologists and psychiatrists that have publicly, I mean, look at the British report of 4 months ago on the flash mobs and hyper riots. There's no debating that if this thing goes belly up now, it's going to be war in the streets, illegal aliens running around, burning and pillaging to their heart's desire. The feds are going to be provocateur in the whole thing. They run these groups. I'm telling you, we're in for some serious, serious times. And this whole police state they're setting up is to have their way with us. Everything they're doing is so that they can engineer by design the total collapse and the radical reengineering of society into a planned economy where they'll have plenty of people that need to be a volunteer for the military because there's no other jobs, or plenty of people who'll be prison guards or FEMA camp guards, and that's the big new tuitions that are being offered out of the schools and technical schools, and that's where you get your... It's just incredible. We were able to get Jim Mars on with us. Better late than never, but what I want to do, Jim, is just reschedule you so we have a full hour with you in the future. I don't know if it was our fault or your fault. I don't care. It's just always great to have you with us, and I know you've been holding a minute or two while I was ranting about the headline, U.S. debt could trigger collapse of dollar, U.N. warns, when the very people that run the U.N. are the ones that designed this debt bubble. Jim, you want to comment on that?
Yes, I'm glad to hear you say that this isn't just happening, okay? In fact, I like the quote from Franklin Roosevelt. He said, you know, especially in politics, if something happens, you better believe it didn't just happen. Somebody planned it that way, and you're absolutely on target when you say that this is a plan that's been formulated and imposed on the United States by what I call the fascist globalists, because number one, they are globalists. They're looking for the one world, the new world order, and they are fascists because they represent the blending of corporate and state power. In fascist Italy and in Nazi Germany, what we saw was the state gain control over the corporations. In modern America, they've just done the opposite. The corporations have gained control over the state, but the end result's the same. Now, the biggest stumbling block they've had to their new world order is the United States of America. And why is that? Because we have a tradition of individual freedom and liberty. And number two, we have a Constitution, a Bill of Rights that guarantees us that individual liberty. And number three, we have guns, lots of guns. So they've had to move pretty slowly, and they're actually moving pretty surreptitiously still, because they otherwise, I guarantee you, those of you who are old enough to remember when Ronald Reagan was shot and Alexander Haig, his chief of staff, came on the television and said, "I'm in charge here," and that really caused a little ruckus, and in fact he faded from the scene pretty fast, but he didn't overstep himself. He simply let the cat out of the bag.
They were testing. They were probably going to get rid of Reagan if that would have gone over.
Exactly, but it didn't go over, so they had to bide their time again. So now they, you know, it's amazing to me, Alex, how anyone can still believe in the war on terrorism, because if indeed we were supposed to be so afraid of terrorists slipping weapons of mass destruction into our country, you'd think they would at least do something to secure the borders. But they've talked about it in the last year or so, but haven't done anything. In the latest story about the fella, the lawyer, of all people, who had a very dangerous and contagious form of tuberculosis, he flew in and out of the country four, five, six times. And he was on a watch list.
By the way, it turns out that his family members are involved with the CDC. This is very suspicious.
Absolutely. So they're pulling all kinds of little tricks and cons on us. And the ultimate goal is to destroy the United States. They've already pretty well destroyed it as a republic, and now they want to just flat destroy it as a nation. And as you so well pointed out, the end result will be martial law, and then they will redefine society, redefine our economy, and we will be another cog in the new world order.
And Jack Bauer, who Homeland Security openly has parties for, televised by C-SPAN, thanking him for, quote, giving us the moral authority, they admit that that's basically a government-produced show to sell the public on new American values of torture, secret arrest, total enslavement. And every other major action show is the same now.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. In fact, you know, it's very clear to me, having lived so long, that as a society as a whole, we have been guided into an era now where violence is not only condoned, but almost lauded. When I was growing up, you know, about the worst violence we were ever exposed to was Hoplon Casty shooting the pistol out of somebody's hand, you know, and they grabbed their hand, and that was about it. It's amazing what goes on today, and I thought I was always suave and sophisticated, and I could go watch some bloody, scary, grim, dark movie, say like Silence of the Lambs, which is very well done. But, man, when I go see some of the films they're showing today, like the Saw movies, where it's nothing but planned, conscious torture, torture of people, and this is what people are expected to buy. This is what they're expected to.
Well, that's meant to sear the conscience. So when it's really happening to your neighbor, when they're really, they teach you that you're tough to go see that. No, they're deadening your
right.
responses. You're being conditioned. Your tenderness is your shrink. They are literally burning off your feelers.
Exactly, and they are conditioning you to accept that type of behavior.
There's no doubt that there is that's why they had the gladiator fights. Free to the public was to condition people to see innocent folks being torn limb from limb and being dominated by the agents of the state. This is all being done by design. Jim, stay there. One more segment with us, and I'm going to let you go, but I want to reschedule you sometime this week or next week, because I wanted to talk to you about Bilderberg, and I wanted to talk to you about all the new JFK stuff that's coming out, as well as all the new 9/11 developments. Listeners, your calls are coming up as well, and I will get into the new news. Was Israel involved in one of the terror attacks? That's out of the Jerusalem Post.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of
Hey, Jim, what do you think of our own Rick Perry going to the Bilderberg Group?
Well, I mean, he's just showing his true colors. But I tell you what, hey, maybe you can confirm this for me. I understand the Texas legislature has either passed or is at least it's up for passage a measure that would stop the construction on the Trans-Texas Corridor. Is that true?
Yes, and there's a revolt trying to throw out the leadership that's trying to block them.
Uh-huh.
So there is an actual revolt because they all know it's political suicide to do it, and that's probably one reason he got dispatched there. Jim, I got to get you back up later this week, but you just brought up something during the break. I was talking to you about your new book, which I didn't even know you were writing on this. In my own research, kept running into this. In a nutshell, tell folks about the new book that's coming out.
Well, I hate to go too far because even though my editor and my publisher has assured me they're not going to cancel this one on me like they did my 9/11 book, I'm not holding my breath because once they see the evidence and the information that I've compiled, they very well may just stop it again. But right now, I'm working on a book, and the working title is The Rise of the Fourth Reich, because modern-day America is more and more paralleling not only the events of Nazi Germany, but falling into some of the same habits, and you can see the same techniques, the same methodology that's taking place. I was astounded the other day to read Georgie Ann Geyer's article in the Dallas Morning News where she talked about rich Texans going up to Washington to visit their friend George W. in the White House, and said they barely got one question out before he began to go on an hour-long rant and whining and thumping his chest and saying, people don't understand me, but I know I'm right, I know I'm right, I'm the president, I'm the president, I'm the president. And it sounded like one of Hitler's tirades in the bunker when he was just lost in delusion and lashing out at anyone who tried to bring reality to him. It was amazing.
Well, the stuff you told me is really powerful, and that's what I've confirmed on my own. But it goes back even further. You know, Maximilian was a German prince who ran Mexico. And then, did you know that Mexico attacked the U.S. during World War One, and they've kept all this real quiet. And so now I found out that's why Bush is doing this, and it goes back. It's so, and you know, the Nazis tried to get Mexico to attack during World War Two, and now I've found documents on this. Man, we're in trouble, Jim.
Well, that's actually what got the United States into World War One was the so-called Zimmerman Note. Okay, Zimmerman was the German ambassador to Mexico during World War One, and somehow they either contrived or they managed to get hold of a real communique between Zimmerman and the Mexican government, and they were all talking about how that they were going to invade the United States, and they were going to carve out sections of southern United States and return it to Mexico. And they had already tried to get America into the war through the sinking of the Lusitania, which was a munitions-filled ship heading into a war zone that the Germans had warned everybody. They even took out ads in the newspaper saying, don't travel on this because we consider this a wartime ship. And we will attack it. And yet, only one newspaper in the whole country was either dumb enough or naive enough to actually run the ad. And so, sure enough, they sank the Lusitania over in Washington.
Tell you what, I've got to hear the rest of it. Stay there.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.